Thousands of Australians have been taking part in the Australian Catholic Youth Festival this weekend. The festival is the brainchild of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference and provides young people with opportunities to deepen their relationship with Jesus and encounter and celebrate the vitality of the Church in Australia. The three-day event, which runs from December the 5th to the 7th, is taking place in Melbourne and has taken a scriptural verse as its theme. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Chris Altieri spoke to Malcolm Hart, Senior Youth Ministry Projects Officer for the Australian Catholic Bishops Conference, about the festival.
Well, the Australian Catholic Youth Festival is a national gathering of Catholic young people in Australia. It's our first national Catholic youth gathering since World Youth Day in Sydney in 2008. And we've got about 3,000 young people and another 500 exhibitors and staff and volunteers here in Melbourne to celebrate their life in the Church in Australia.
Now, you said this is the first since the World Youth Day that was held in Australia. What's its relationship to World Youth Day, I guess, is my question.
So, World Youth Day in Sydney in 2008 was such a great catalyst to inspire our church to respond to young people so much more. And my position as the projects officer for the Bishops' Conference came out of World Youth Day, and there was a National Youth Council, which was also set up to advise bishops on youth matters. And one of the initiatives that they created was this national gathering of young people called the Australian Catholic Youth Festival. So World Youth Day Sydney has really been a great catalyst for us to do more, not only in our parishes and our dioceses, but at a national level. And we've got a lot of young people here who were in World Youth Day in Rio or in Madrid, but we've also got a lot here who haven't been to World Youth Day before. And we're going to do a small promo for World Youth Day now, just before our closing mass. And we see it as a real stepping stone for young people in Australia to see the life of the church beyond their local ministry and local church, but also a stepping stone to possibly come to the universal church as part of World Youth Day.
And can you talk numbers a little bit? How many people have you brought as the festival brought together this time around?
So yeah, we've got about 3,500 young people from around Australia. Coming to the festival. That's our largest national youth gathering since World Youth Day. And we've got young people from all over the country, from every diocese have attended. And they're from year 9 to age 25. So about 14 years of age to age 25. And they've come from everywhere. And it's been such a great celebration of the church in Australia. We've got 16 Australian bishops who have attended And that's about a third of our Bishops' Conference here in Australia. And it's been such a great celebration. Yesterday we had our opening plenary session and 3,000 young people and the adult leaders streamed out into the streets and took to the trains to move across to our venue. And it was just reminiscent of World Youth Day in Sydney, having young people take over the city for just a little while.
Do you have a theme this time around?
The theme for this year's Australian Catholic Youth Festival is The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, from Luke's Gospel. And that's actually the same scriptural theme as our national vision statement, Anointed and Sent. And it calls our young people to be missionaries in the church. And we utilise this theme to build upon the World Youth Day theme from Sydney, from you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you will be my witnesses. And we wanted to continue on having a spirit theme from that event, and we thought it was really appropriate, and it has been. We had some great catechesis yesterday by Archbishop Prowse, who is the Archbishop of Canberra and Goulburn, and Bishop Eugene Hurley, who is the chair of the Bishops' Commission for Pastoral Life in Australia. So they've been able to really break open the scriptural theme for us.